Okay, this, I hope, hopefully, will be my final say on the confirmed elite affair that's been discussed. I say discussed, I mean it's been discussed amongst those of us who use it, who use the app, the mobile app. And out of the conversations and the feedback from Matt Rock on Audioboo, we now have, to my knowledge, one good friend, good community friend on Audioboo who has walked away from the whole thing. Not because of the initial problem with the confirmed delete button, or the issue of not having a confirmed delete, but because of the reaction of its originator, its owner, Matt Rock, and that is Sarah, who is at Sair, S-A-I-R. And of course, Sarah has posted her final boo that I listened to earlier this morning and has stated that's her last one and she's off. That it wasn't the initial problem, it was the attitude of Matt Rock. Fireman Rich Roberts over there in Florida, has stated that he may well go down that same line for the same reasons, or the same reason. And that's a damn shame. Now, I know others may think, well, you can't walk away from something because of a silly wee matter like that. Well, you know, yes you can. Because if that's the attitude of the owner of a platform, then some people just don't want to be part of that. And if the whole issue had been handled properly, it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have come to this. Now, I'm going to state my case here, and my position is I, as I have stated many times in the past, I absolutely love Audioboo. I loved it that much that I was prepared to pay for the Plus account. And the reason I love Audioboo is because of the community. Audioboo is a platform that took us, or took me, to the community of friends I now have on Audioboo, which grows bit by bit because of the community. Not because of the platform. The platform provides a means to approach people, to gain their friendship, and then to converse with one another. And I won't give Audioboo up because I'm not prepared to give up the community that I've established. I love that community. In other words, I love those people that I listen to, the people who follow me. I want to hear them every day. But, and it's a big but, I am deeply disheartened by Matt Rock's attitude right from the start. I believe he handled the whole affair wrong. And bear in mind, this is my position. I believe that Matt Rock could have came on right at the start and said, we are aware that there may be a problem with that with some people. We accept what you're saying and we can't give you any guarantees, But we'll have a look at it and see if anything can be done, etc, etc. That's being diplomatic. Even if you have no intention of doing anything about it, even if you're standing there lying through your teeth because you have no intention of doing anything to fix it, you're running an organisation, a platform for thousands upon thousands of people, and the people involved in this case expected to hear something of that ilk. Not to have childish analogies thrown at us. And then basically being told in another boo from Mark that while he listens to us at times, he just has to ignore. Not words you should use. Absolutely not words. I'm guessing that Mark needs to take some diplomacy tuition. Because no matter what your intentions are, Mark, at the back of your mind when you respond to your members, whether they are paying members or non-paying members, they are your members. You do not say things like that. And the mere fact that you did, not on one occasion, not on two occasions, but on three occasions. And that is, to me, not a way to handle a business. No matter what your intention is behind your statements. At least be polite and diplomatic with your members. Mark Rock should take in mind the fact that the people that are involved and have been involved in the conversations have not only used Audioboo but actively promote Audioboo. Actively promote it through Audioboo, through Google+, through Twitter, through anything else they link to, through their blogs. And Feynman Rich and Sayre are two of those people. And I do it. We basically are promoting something that we don't need to promote. We promote it because of its community aspects. Because it is a platform that people can commune with one another. We could just sit back and say, well, I love Audioboo, I'm using it, I'll expand my friendship, my community, but I'm not going out my way to advertise it in any way whatsoever. That's up to the company to do that. The company, and this has been spoken about in the past, way back in the February series, it was discussed in the very intense AudienceNet survey done recently for Audioboo about how Audioboo should promote itself. And yet here we are, these people here, just wanting a fix for something, not asking it to be done overnight, but requesting that a fix be made sometime. And all they were looking for was a responsible and reasonable reply. So not only have Audioboo possibly lost two members at this stage, and I say at this stage because it might go wider afield, but they've also lost two active promoters of the whole platform. If Mark Rock's happy with that, I'm not happy with that. In fact, I'm absolutely devastated that two good friends of mine's and yours and others that follow them are possibly losing two good friends because of comments. Inconsiderate comments from the owner of this platform. On a personal basis, I've already stated that I will not abandon Audioboo. There's more to, in my case, more for me to keep it going. I want to keep it going, but I'm afraid as regards suggestions, improvements, anything else, I will abandon that completely. I'll take what comes along, as per Matt Rock. You may remember that way back in February, it was I who raised, when we were looking for suggestions, raised the suggestion of how we could improve Audioboo. I was part of the AudienceNet survey with many other people who were asked how to improve Audioboo. And yet, when an issue comes up that has been causing problems, was highlighted because it was an important Audioboo for me, and others have chipped in saying they also have lost important Audioboos. Well, why ask for improvements if you're going to throw childish analogies at grown people who actively promote your business, your platform? I'm sorry, Mark, but you got it wrong on 3 occasions. And I'm deeply disappointed in your reactions, your comments, and your treatment of your members. As I said, this will be my last statement on it, no matter what anybody says to me on an open boo or a DM boo. As far as I'm concerned, it's finished. I'm putting it to bed right here and now. But I will not go out my way to promote Audioboo, and I will not in any way, shape or form ever make a suggestion to improve it. A dark cloud for me drifted over Audioboo the other day there, and now that we've definitely lost one and we might lose another, that dark cloud, even on this beautifully sunny day, still exists over Matt Rock and Audioboo, as far as I'm concerned.